This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. If you as a Christian are suffering, is it okay to ask why? 1 Peter 4, 12-19 suggests the answer is a qualified no. As Christians, we should not think it's strange when we experience suffering. In fact, our response should be to rejoice for the privilege of suffering for righteousness' sake, even as Jesus did. But if the suffering is the result of doing something wrong, Peter basically says, stop doing it. The words painful trial or fiery trial are the translation of a word that describes the burning heat of a melting furnace used for purifying gold and silver ore. Dr. Wiest writes, these sufferings which the recipients of this letter were undergoing constituted the smelting furnace in which their lives were being purified. So if a Christian is unaware of having sinned, it would be appropriate to ask, God, is there something in my life you want to purify from me? The psalmist in Psalm 139:23 through 24 implores God, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. If something comes to mind, confess it, and he will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. If God doesn't reveal anything to be confessed, then rejoice in the fact that he lovingly is allowing you to go through the painful or fiery trial as he allowed Jesus to experience it. Then, as Jesus did, accept it as a part of God's plan and commit yourself to your faithful Creator and continue to do good for God's glory.